Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. You know, we were just thinking the other day that if you like hearing The Good Stuff on your local radio station, give them a call. Let them know that you like programming like this. Mike and Kim Burge along with you from Valentine, Nebraska, and reminding you about the horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Hey, Mike, I like that extra little music there in the background. Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up. The 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is Saturday, August 5th. At Home on the Range of Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The champions ride August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. The gates open at 10, grand entry at 12:30 all mountain time. For more info, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds, of course, go to Home on the Range to help children living there.
And this reminder about the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. The 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood will run July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping July 23rd and rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times. Days of 76. Kim, what are you going to share today on The Good Stuff?
Well, I actually have a poem by Barbara Owens Clauser, and she wrote this about her great aunt. And she was a wonderful lady that she knew. She grew up in the 30s with all the other children, very sharing, hardworking, as they knew what being poor and hungry meant. So I thought this was a really awesome poem. Hardworking Hands, actually, it's called. 80 years have passed since the fall of 16. A baby girl was born on the eve of Halloween. Mary was this girl, the eldest in her clan. The collies continued to grow and live off the land. Edna and David's coop were full. Their brood totaled 6. Mary, Daisy, Davy, Vivian, Goldie, and Alex. They lived south of Ismay, a small Montana town. On O'Fallon Creek, herding sheep, these kids could be found. There was Sunday church and picnics and lots of community dances. This family made lots of friends like Fultons, LaBries, and Hanleys. Then on June 1 of 40, a bride she became, started ranching west of Willard with husband, Bud McKay. They started with a house, 2 rooms, and quite small, but Mary never complained about any of this at all. Mary stayed in her hive, busy as a bee, as 7 little McKays started buzzing round the family tree. Little Mary is the oldest. Then there's Betty, Jim and John, Carol, Donald and Edith were the next to come along. Those hard-working hands stayed busy, milking cows and raising kids, but those hands didn't spank much, no matter what you did. That thimble tap on the head when she embroidered or sewed, now that really kind of smarted. These kids want you to know. She raised her children wholesome, no frills or fancy lace, just with hard-working hands and a smile upon her face. There was no running water. My gosh, with 7 kids to raise? Can't imagine doing that now in this modern age. Just an old outhouse to take care of needs and an old coal stove with cooking and also for heat. Those years sped by and her chicks left the nest, but Big Mary stayed busy, you know, hard-working hands don't rest. Then her kids started having children of their own. She's proud of her 14 grandchildren, most of whom are now grown, like their grandma. Some are avid card players, and there's top-notch horse riders. And she even has one that's a world champion bullfighter. Then there's those 16 grandchildren, lucky as can be, to have a grandma as special as this woman, Big Mary. Nope, just think. Now she lives in a modern-day house out on the ranch and still does it all with those hard-working hands. She's willing to do your patching or a game of cards. Whatever she has going, those hands are working hard. Whether it be her eggs or pickles, there's always some to spare, and the chuckle in her throat just waits to be shared. That's just Big Mary not thinking of herself, just working hard and heart of gold. Never hearing a complaint, always giving in twofold. 8 decades have passed, so lay those precious hands in your lap, because today is their day. They deserve a little nap. Enjoy your family and friends while we pamper you. We love you, Mom. Happy birthday to you. I thought that was just a great remembrance.
And thanks for sharing that today, Kim. And you can hear other things like that if you just stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.